My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe Bartel, fantasy football expert for RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Joe, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, happy to talk some fantasy football with you guys.
All right, line them up if y'all want to get some questions in for Joe Bartel. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Just before you came on, Adam Schefter of ESPN. 49ers have ruled out Christian McCaffrey for Sunday's game versus the Vikings due to his calf injury and Achilles tendonitis. Can't say I'm all that surprised that he's not going to play. And after last week's fiasco with Mason saying that he knew on Friday and then Shanahan defusing it and then Mason almost crying in the post-game press conference, I'm not surprised that they want to play more by the rules this week. So how much value does Mason have going into this week now that McCaffrey is out?
Well, I'll add to it too, and this just came across my watch. I didn't get a chance to read the full thing, but it sounds like the Niners are considering having McCaffrey on injured reserve too. Now, I kind of bought the idea that you're pitching a little bit here that the 49ers, having caught in their little ruse, had to play it out a little bit longer, and therefore McCaffrey wasn't going to play in week two. Maybe that's the NFL's way of hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Don't do that again. Now your star player is out. But if it is the situation where McCaffrey is going to be set down to miss the next 4 weeks again, I would assume over the coming 12 hours or so, we'll have guaranteed action as to whether or not he is on injured reserve. That's a pretty significant deal, and I think Jordan Mason was already one of the top waiver wire pickups last week. Certainly if you were in one of those waivers you could do every hour or every day, and you heard the news money that McCaffrey was not going to play, Mason was already grabbed up. But this is now a situation where saying it's going to be a top 10, top 15 running back, I think, until the event that you have McCaffrey back, and if it's going to be an extended period of time, Mason's one of those I'll be even trading for at this point and possibly it'll get on the cheap if McCaffrey does go on injured reserve.
Then there is the status of running back Kenneth Walker III with the Seahawks. He has an oblique, and according to Field Yates, he is now listed as doubtful to play on Sunday against the Patriots, which opens up more possibilities at running back for Seattle.
Yeah, Zach Charbonnet has had opportunities to be the star guy, the main backfield guy in the past. Of course, a second-round pick out of UCLA, and I've liked the talent. I liked the talent back then as well, too, and hasn't really translated onto the football field yet, at least for the Seahawks. I think this offense is catered enough to the running back position. I think Kenneth Walker is really good. But to see Zach Charbonnet struggle as much as he has in these opportune workloads has been eye-boggling or interesting, at least. I mean, I don't know if it's a Pete Carroll thing. I'll be very curious to see what happens in this Patriots defense, which is really good. I think the Pats defense will be able to carry them to at least some competitive ball games, if not a little bit low scoring. I think you could say you're starting Zach Charbonnet in certain formats. Like, for example, if it's between J.K. Dobbins, who you were probably picking up late, or like an Ezekiel Elliott or Zach Charbonnet, I'd still play Dobbins. But there's an instance or scenario where Charbonnet is the main backup now, with the assumption that Kenneth Walker doesn't play. Is at minimum a running back two, and maybe a flex option as well for your lineups?
Let's talk about a couple of other guys that are doubtful of this week. T. Higgins for Cincinnati, Jake Ferguson for the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Ferguson one feels like it could be a multi-week deal. Luke Schoonmaker was on a very, very, very deep sleeper list. The RotoWire Fantasy Football Podcast every Tuesday goes over the waiver wire pickups. Tucker Kraft, for example, of course, we're sticking in Wisconsin. Clear starter, it seems like, over Luke Musgrave and was widely available. Like, that's the level in which you're diving down if you really need to consider Luke Schoonmaker. So Ferguson being out really just takes away tight end drafted eight, which kind of stinks, but all the tight ends stinked last week. So I'm not reacting to that too much. And T. Higgins, I think we kind of knew already last week that he wasn't going to play against this Chiefs team. To me, it just says I'll take the Chiefs and the points. They're favored by five as opposed to any fantasy ramifications from it. But I like Jermaine Burton in Dynasty Leagues, and he didn't really get any run in week one. I don't think that changes in week two. And I don't know about you. I saw the videos of Joe Burrow just grimacing, sitting on the sidelines, picking up a Gatorade bottle. Like, that's maybe I shouldn't be overreacting to it, but it is fresh in my mind, and it makes me very, very anxious for Ja'Marr Chase. And I think that was one of the bigger takeaways from week one. Those receivers really, like, pick 8 through 14 towards the end of August draft. So Ja'Marr Chase, Chris Olave, Marvin Harrison, Drake London, every one of them struggled. And if you wanted to say you're going to sell low on every one of them, I don't blame you if that was the case.
Let's talk about another two guys that are out of significance. Both of, I think we both assumed were going to be out. Njoku, obviously with Cleveland at tight end, and then Jordan Addison, the wide receiver for the Vikings. So some opportunities possibly open up there on both of those depth charts.
Yeah, I think the Jalen Naylor rise up matters because they're playing the Niners. I would assume the Niners are going to stomp the Vikings. Yes, I'm a Packer fan, so I want that outcome to occur, but I do think that's going to occur, and therefore Jalen Naylor with some passing upside. Think about the checkdowns that happened with the Jets, and Alan Lazard, of course, benefited to some extent with the, in week one. I think it's possible the Vikings produce that same way, and if you're the Niners defense, it's don't let Justin Jefferson beat us, so therefore a guy like Jalen Naylor, again, in deeper leagues, you're considering David Njoku. I mean, like, that's, again, so we mentioned Jake Ferguson, tight end 8, David Njoku, tight end 9, these are where they're being drafted. Both of them likely not playing. I don't think there's anyone that steps in to benefit from it, especially in the case of Cleveland with Deshaun Watson throwing the ball. Like, I want nothing to do with that passing attack. I need to see it, and I need to see it multiple weeks before I'm even considering anyone outside of Amari Cooper, much less David Njoku. So that's a tough spot to be in. Unfortunately, if you waited at tight end thinking you get some benefit from an Evan Ingram or Njoku or Jake Ferguson like I did, you're hurting already in week two.
Joe Bartel, a fantasy football expert for RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JBFantasySport.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have any questions, line up 414-677-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan or at Sparky Radio. Now, when we get to questionable guys, these are guys I normally look at and figure more than likely they're going to play if they're questionable. However, I have absolutely zero faith that Jordan Love plays anytime soon, even though it appears Matt LaFleur is playing games.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is not just an impactful Jordan Love scenario. It's what do you do with literally every other receiver for the Packers in the event that Jordan Love is inactive. So I think that actually is very, very interesting. And I would agree with you. This feels like a bit of gamesmanship. Do you really need to do that for the Colts, or do you really need to do that week two, especially after what I think was going to be some NFL ramifications for the McCaffrey stuff and week one for the 49ers? It makes me nervous. And again, this is me as a Packer fan talking, but I feel like the Packers organization has normally been pretty on the up and up with this stuff, almost to a fault. Like, I kind of wish they'd be a bit more conniving.
But they've also been very conservative bringing guys back. They always rest guys longer than what you think. So to think that Jordan Love is going to come back in a meaningless AFC Week 2 game from an MCL sprain makes absolutely zero sense to me.
This is one of those, and it's because you and I follow the Packers so closely. I've told everyone for years now, well, Aaron Jones always misses time. And I'm like, well, it's the Packers medical staff that keeps him out two games too long. Like, every other analyst or medical person would say that those are the Christian Watson injuries that the Packers have always been very conservative with it. So I think this is really interesting, too. And again, I'm assuming, and maybe I shouldn't be, but with all the history of the Packers, you're not listing Jordan Love as questionable unless there actually is a legitimate chance that he plays, because there's no real upside to do it otherwise. I think it's really, really, really interesting. But I'm going under the assumption that we had last Friday, and I think it's the right one, that it's going to be Malik Willis, and it might be Malik Willis for a couple of weeks. And if that is the instance, obviously you're not playing Jordan Love in your fantasy lines, but you should not play Malik Willis either. One of the reasons he fell to the third round, and I wasn't really keen on this at the time, but it certainly seemed to be correct, was that he didn't understand playbooks, and it was one of those things where you had lack of confidence from a coaching staff to implement things. Well, he's been on the Packers for, what, 27 days, 28 days? There's absolutely zero way he's learned it that effectively or quickly. And if I'm the Colts, it's going to make sure that the run is stopped every time, and maybe a play action will be keyed. But realistically, it's Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson, if Wilson plays, getting 40, 45 carries, and you're hoping the defense wins. So you maybe play Jaden Reed, but Dobbs, Watson, Tucker Kraft, Dontavian Wicks, all those guys have to be on your bench.
All right, let's talk about the Bears, because they've got Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze, both currently listed as questionable. Odunze coming off a sprained MCL as well, and pretty much said it was a pain tolerance thing from what I saw earlier today. Your thoughts on either one of those two guys going into this game against a Texans team that I firmly believe will stomp the Bears?
Yeah, and the Texans are favored by 6.5. I thought that was almost like a sneaky line, given how bad, like a sneaky, why is it so much in favor of a Bears line, I should say, because the Bears offense looked miserable, and they only won that game because poor special teams, which we have watched for as a Packer fan quite often, and the defense actually doing things that the Bears defense has always done.
Will Levis stinks. That's why they won.
Well, that's why I feel very good about week three. I guess I'd say it that way.
Right.
You don't need to rush back Jordan Love, because I think they'll be able to handle things in Tennessee in week three and at least get one of these next couple games. But to your point, I thought Keenan Allen wasn't going to play, and that was one of the more certain keys as well, that he was listed as questionable. It was like, maybe he's out there. I don't know if it's the Bears saying we're going to get at least one of these guys on the field. I would be very shocked if both end up playing. And in the case of Keenan Allen, I mean, he's had injury concerns in his career, but it was really earlier. I mean, like last year, I thought the Chargers had him set the single season reception record, and then he sat out the rest of the season. It was like one of those, we'll have the moral victory after a really bad year, and then Keenan Allen can miss the final 4 weeks, whatever. I would assume Keenan Allen does not play and Odunze does, but if it's reversed and it's Keenan Allen and Odunze out, either one of those scenarios, I think you can maybe have fantasy value. I believe the Texans are going to go nuclear in this one and are going to kind of stomp the Bears. So there is that concern that goes reverse, where you just pull Caleb Williams after the third quarter and maybe he's only completed like 15 passes and 7 of 1 to DJ Moore for 40 yards. Like that game script feels just as possible as I think anything else could occur on the weekend slate.
Joe, what's your fantasy waiver pickup of the week, if you had one to pick up and play this week?
So I play in 16 leagues, and almost all of them are super savvy, deep ones. So when I'm giving a recommendation like this, it's typically with the idea it's going to be 12 teams, let's just say 20 roster spots, so deeper rosters. I really think Tyler Johnson was one of those guys you want to go out and acquire, especially with Puka Nacua on injured reserve for the Rams until at least week 7. They have an early bye week, so week 7 is when Nacua can be eligible to return. There's the idea that Jordan Whittington, the rookie who was insane in the preseason, will pop off. DeMarcus Robinson has had some success in the past years. But if that was the case, and Jordan Whittington and DeMarcus Robinson played against the Lions, why was it Tyler Johnson that was benefiting? Like, it was clear that Matthew Stafford was looking his way. I'm not going to just overreact to preseason assumptions or what occurred last year. I want to react to what happened on the field in week 1. And it was Stafford, when he wasn't throwing 50 times to Cooper Kupp, throwing to Tyler Johnson. So I think that's my favorite pickup of the week and was widely available everywhere.
He is Joe Bartel, fantasy football expert for RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Thanks so much for coming on, buddy. We'll do it again next Friday.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Joe Bartel, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.